بشاري شو.
A certain man, upon a field, now distant and away, began a great experiment, continuing today, possessing land and wherewithal to cultivate and sow, conditions being optimal to make his garden grow. Within the rich and waiting earthen plot of goodly soil, he planted seeds of chosen grain, with diligence and toil, the labor done in love and expectation of the yield. The man with preparations more departed from the field. As darkness comes to everything, to fill each crack and groove, and call to what is drawn to lay beneath its cloven hoof, so too, upon the goodly plot, malevolence arose, to sow its own inheritance among the fertile rows. The adversary of the man with snares and tares and weeds deposited his cunning crop beside the open seeds to strangle and adulterate the germinating wheat, to choke and overrun the better growth and so defeat. The servants of the man, upon discovering, revealed the folly that had fallen as a blemish on the field. And yet the man in wisdom and experience held suit. If they should pull the tares, the wheat entwined might be uproot. Instead, we'll let them live together, lifting to the sun, until the season over and the harvesting begun. Until the tares have flourished and surpassing every need, they lift themselves up higher than the ones on whom they feed. Until their vain imaginings and self-adoring bloat have dominated quite enough, and then that's all she wrote. No longer will the patient man ignore the shaking fist. The brazen look will bow upon the scythe and dewy mist, collected into bundles. Then their moment in the sun has ended quite abruptly, with another flame begun. And what of all the simple grain, or shadowed and suppressed, unto the master's granary a safe preserving rests? The moral is a happy one, as tales and stories go, for those remaining in the end and wise enough to know the strength required to carry on despite the choking weeds is grown upon integrity and rooted in your deeds.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design radio broadcast for the 15th day of May, year 2022. I am your host, Pastor Dan, and the topic for today's broadcast is the truth. We dedicate this broadcast to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the Great I Am. We also dedicate this broadcast to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cumri Ambeth. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces, pastordan.net. And we do draw your attention to the Daily Mail page, where we update current events and news items and health items, etc. Also, the home page, where you can find information about how to help us out with a donation if you feel so inclined. And there is also a Contact Us page on the website. So if you do not have any of my email addresses or personal contact information, you can reach me via the Contact Us website. Also, for those listening, if you wish to make a comment or ask a question or even just send in a hello and tell me how the sound is, etc., you can send it in by email. And I monitor that off and on during the program, and that is BYD, Bravo Yankee Delta, which stands, of course, for By Yahweh's Design. So BYD, Pastor Dan, and all of that is together at yahoo.com. So again, today the topic is the truth. Why? Because I think that's part of the reason, or a whole lot of the reason, why we are in the fix we're in. Because of the lies and deceptions that are going on all over the place these days. So also, I want everybody to bear with me, as I had some problems with the equipment this morning. I was running a little bit late, and so I do apologize for that. And a lot of times people say, well, is that because they're after you and these are gremlins, or these are people trying to upset what you're doing and everything else? A lot of times it's really not them. It's just good old me. I do make mistakes, sometimes overlook things, whatever. But every now and then the software does glitch, as it did this morning, and I had to restart the computer before airtime. And so that cost a few minutes of delay as well. We're going to go to the Book of Psalms. And that today will be starting at Psalm 33 and verse 3. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise, for the word of Yahweh is right, and all his works are done in truth. It was kind of ironic when I came up with the title for today's broadcast about the truth. This showed up in my inbox sometime later, being sent out by one of my many contacts. So very interesting. So all his works are done in truth. That's why he said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Starts out with the truth. Nothing's going to save you except the truth. Nothing's going to lead you into health except the truth. Okay? So thank you, Ella. And that's the problem today. A lot of people don't seem to care about the truth. It's all about emotionalism, feel-good stuff, etc. And that's why I wanted today to sort of bring our focus back into what's going on, what's true. Try to stay on a positive, high-frequency, upbeat message. There's enough negativity out there. In fact, it's so overwhelming that I find even I have to turn everything off once in a while. It's just, there's just too much. And almost all of it's negative. You know, lately there's been some folks and some of the channels that are doing the same thing as far as wanting to get back into the positive message. And that's partly why we picked the topic of the truth. Because that's where our salvation lies. That's where the answers to come out of this dystopic society that we find ourselves is, it's all in the truth. So, and I also pulled a few things off of some of the platforms that I monitor, people that had submitted different writings, etc., on a more upbeat and positive manner. And so we're going to go ahead and do that, read them here in a little bit. But in relation to Psalm 33 is also Psalm 19, starting at verse 7. Yahweh's law is perfect, restoring the soul. And where do I see that today? In the area of health. How many of our people are suffering because of poor health? And again, you can't be much of a warrior if you're not feeling well, right? If you're not strong of body and mind and soul and spirit, can't be much of a warrior. So the enemy has a dual purpose in keeping us sick. Number one, of course, their primary goal is to make lots of money. The medical mafia is driven by profit. But number two is also to keep us docile and not rebellious, not being lions, willing to stand in the gap and take on the foe, that type of thing. So they have a dual purpose on keeping us ill, of poor health. So Yahweh's law is perfect, restoring the soul. Yahweh's covenant is sure, making wise the simple. I also like the verse that says that he will use the uneducated to confound the wise. And that could have been interpreted credentialed. In other words, people with master's degrees, PhDs, etc., doctorates, other types of doctorates. So he'll use the unschooled, meaning people that are schooled by the Spirit and self-taught, to confound those who have come through the so-called institutions of higher education, when most of the time that's not education at all. Okay? Yahweh's precepts are right, rejoicing the heart. Again, as you dig into Yahweh's word and you get more in line with the Spirit, it lightens the heart. It takes away some of the negativity that we find ourselves in with all of this garbage that's coming across the platforms. Yahweh's commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear or reverence of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. Yahweh's ordinances are true and righteous altogether. They are more to be desired than gold. How many people do you know today that would say that? I mean, be honest now. How many people in your circle of friends and family, forget the platforms now and social media, forget that, people you actually know in the flesh, how many of them would tell you that they seek Yahweh out daily and his wisdom even more than their financial security? This would especially apply to you ladies. Okay, you are by nature driven by security because you bring in the next generation. You're the mothers, you're the nurturers. So in the wiring, so to speak, when Yahweh put women together, was an extra portion of a desire for, quote, security. Now the problem is today, that seeking security is through careers and bank accounts. It's not through a strong Israelite man, which is what it's supposed to come through, your husband, your overseer, your authority figure, and through him to Yahweh. So Yahweh down to Adam, Adam, the white man, to his wives and children. That's where your security is, finding a good man, treating him properly so that he in turn will take care of his business the way he should, which is to treat you properly and take care of your needs and provide you protection. That's the way it's supposed to work. Today, the interloper, the adversary, has stepped in and he's convinced our ladies that he, the adversary, can provide you the, quote, security, so you don't need Adam kind man anymore. And you look at our society, and that's exactly what many women have become. They are man-haters, particularly white man-haters. Okay? I've told white guys for probably 3 decades now, you are the target. You have a great big target on your back. The enemy, the Antichrist, the Jews, whatever you want to call them. They are out to destroy you physically and disenfranchise you in your own lands and in your own families. And they've wreaked havoc because of their control of the media, the courts, and the church. The, quote, mainstream churches, the corporate world. And because of that, they have played down the role of the white man. Of course, a lot of white men have gone along with this and have become nothing more than wiggers. White men trying to imitate black people. And so they are dumbed down. Their behavior is abysmal. They are not reliable. And so everything is upside down today. So, his ordinances, his commandments are to be desired more than gold, yes, much more than even fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the extract of the honeycomb, which is very powerful, by the way, the honeycomb, a lot of concentration of nutrients there. Moreover, your servant is warned by them, in keeping them there is great reward. Again, why? Because as you walk with the Father, as you keep his ordinances, you have spiritual strength, you have a closeness to him, and he to you, and the reward, the blessing of that is you have better relationships with the people around you, and you have better health. Again, through obedience. It's like the food laws. Just knowing the food laws does not make you healthier. Obeying the food laws is what makes you healthier. Learning about natural health and the herbs and the things that can actually make your body much stronger. As we found out over the past 2 years, those of us who practice naturopathy, we didn't worry about any so-called germs or viruses or anything. I still don't. I go about my business every day. Never changing anything in my routine at all. Why? Because I know I have a strong immune system. So I don't worry about it. So there again is the reward. Who can discern his errors? Forgive me from hidden errors. Verse 12. Now, a few of the things I grabbed off the different platforms anyway. These are some of the, and these are their opinions, okay? I'm going to give you exactly what they wrote. So chew the meat and spit out the bones. Let's not get into a dissertation of whether these people know identity, etc., etc. These are just opinions that were put there, and I thought they were worth at least taking a look at. I am seeing a bit of anxiety creep in across some of the platforms at the moment about this whole World Health Organization or WHO thing. Although I totally understand people's feelings about it because it's a big deal, there is simply no need to worry. It's very easy to focus on one bad thing and not bring into context all the other good things that are occurring simultaneously. This is a quantum fight, if you will. That is to say that there are many things happening all over at the same time. One of which is their agenda, which is being accelerated for a reason. Well, what's that reason? That's right. The prophets told us that at the end of this age, right before the crashing of Babylon, he would put a hook in their jaw and pull them forward. Very simply, it's an analogy similar to putting the bit brace into a horse's mouth, and you can guide the horse that way, or putting a harness around the neck of a bull or a cow and pulling it out of the pasture field, okay? So he's going to put a hook in their jaw and pull them out ahead of time, it says in Scripture, meaning prematurely, which this is what this person's referring to. You see, their plans only work on a long time scale, giving enough time for the slow creep to work its way into the minds of the people without them ever knowing it's occurring. What did Yeshua call that? Gradualism. He called it in the New Testament the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware the leavening of the Pharisees. And if you look up the leavening process, it is anything that causes a small, almost imperceptible change in a thing or a process. That's what the leavening is talking about. Now, does yeast that we use in making bread and dough and stuff like that, is yeast similar in that process? Sure, it's a small amount of bacteria that you put in to the flour, and it works its way through the lump very quickly, making small changes over a long period of time. Well, that's how the Jews do what they do. The Pharisees, Sadducees of Scripture are the Jews today. They do their dirty work in such a manner that it's over a long period of time, making small, almost imperceptible changes in our institutions, our media, our schools, our medical, etc. And, of course, in our government. And so, over a period of time, they have decimated what used to be called the Christian Constitutional Republic, known as the United Sovereign States of America. Continuing here, the issue they have now is that white hats, good guys, have exponentially accelerated these generational agendas down to a matter of a few years, which only leads to sloppy mistakes on the part of the cabal. Think COVID. The whole COVID nonsensical fake pandemic has opened many eyes for people who actually can still think. Unfortunately, that's not a large number of people these days, but it is a significant number of people. They are forced into the light to push their inverted psychopathic agendas. And to the average person, sooner or later, they will start to realize them for what they are. Only the very far left, communists, pure communists, the never-to-recover brainwashed souls will continue to support them to the very end, sadly. Yeah, these are souls that are lost. As Christ himself said, there are those who are condemned already, when he was talking to the disciples. And when he's talking about parables and things like that, he said, there are those among you who are condemned already. They are reprobates. They have no conscience, no soul, no remorse, no empathy. They are lost already. This is why you will never see me worry or write anything negative. Once, just 10% of a population holds an unshakable belief. Eventually, their belief, and in this case, truth, will be adopted by the majority. We have far and above exceeded the 10% needed to accomplish this. And the thing is, once you're set on the path to truth, the journey is one you never return from. So again, that came across the desk earlier today after I'd already picked the topic for today. So the Holy Spirit and a double witness sort of verified that's where we need to go today. Talking about truth and focusing on the positive and not get caught up in all the negative. Because we certainly have a lot of that. Plenty of negative out there. Another writing that I pulled off had this to say. You are watching this exponential shift in consciousness occur at an unforgiving rate now. This is why nothing can stop what is coming. The force of nature, that is the momentum of an unawakening, is the most powerful force we have, and the very one they fear the most. Forget what they want to do or will try to do. It does not matter now. We focus on us, on our fight, our truths. We focus on walking more and more, or I should say, excuse me, waking more and more people up, and we hold tight our belief in this better world and our victory over this evil scourge on our world. Make no mistake, what is happening here today is ordained by Yahweh God and the very universe itself, within the firmament, of course, and humanity will prevail and come out of the other side, cleansed and healed, ready to build a benevolent future for human civilization for generations to come. Fear not the darkness. From now on, it will only be consumed by light. Welcome to the Great Awakening. Hallelujah. Absolutely. Light cancels out darkness. Darkness only prevails in the absence of light. And thank you, Ella, and thank you for those that are listening by live. And again, our live audience typically is not very large, and it never has been, because most people have very busy schedules, and they prefer to just listen to the download later on, the archived copy. And that's fine, too. But for the folks that do get up early and have time to listen in live, bless your hearts. And thank you, Ella, too, for your always being there to keep an eye on things and to keep me abreast of any problems. Because now and then, again, the software or even the Internet itself, et cetera, can glitch. And we've had plenty of problems. Don't get me wrong. Again, this is a one-man operation, so I'm not only the speaker, host, etc. I'm also the engineer, the sound man, the internet man, etc. So it can be overwhelming at times, trying to keep all of this coordinated. I got another one here. This third one I wanted to read. Because again, I want upbeat. The enemy has done their dirty work. They've done their best. Now it's time for us to become, on the offensive. Okay. The warriors need to come forth, and the lions, who will be the leaders of the warriors, they need to start realizing who they are and start getting ready to take this on the offensive. The enemy has pretty much played out what they're going to do. There isn't a whole lot left. And we are part of his holy remnant. And we were told through the prophets and Messiah himself what's in store for us. The enemy wants us to think about certain death and torture and, okay. I don't go down that path. I go down the path of things like Psalm 91 and Psalm 149, Psalm 23. And many, many other psalms and proverbs and teachings of the prophets. Okay? Does the enemy wish to destroy us and persecute us? Of course they do. That doesn't mean they succeed, though, does it? Again, I've been in dark days. I've been into the courtrooms. I've been amongst the worst of our court system and our law enforcement and our military. I've been around some of the worst. However, I've also been around some of the best individuals I've ever known in those same organizations. So did the evil wicked within those organizations want to either do me or the person I was trying to help? Did they want to do harm? Absolutely. Did they succeed? They succeeded in persecution. However, in the end, they lost. Just like the people who have stolen from me over my lifetime. And I don't want to go into details about that. I was told by the Holy Spirit not to worry about it. They are the ones who will suffer what they did. I just keep on going forward. I use whatever he gives me. I live with it. I deal with it. Wherever I'm put, whoever's around me, that's what I deal with. Like a good soldier. If he gives me a rifle, I'll use a rifle. If he gives me a machine gun, I'll use a machine gun. If he gives me a howitzer, a cannon, I will use a howitzer and shell the living shit out of him. Whatever tool he gives me, I will fight day in and day out with. That's the attitude of an overcomer. That's the attitude of a warrior. And that's how we all have to be in our daily lives, whether you're in charge of just you or 10 or 100 or 1,000 or 10,000. Doesn't make any difference. The attitude and behavior is exactly the same. And again, this third entry that I wanted to read. Unfortunately, it is often necessary to destroy the existing before the new can be created. I spent 1 year knocking down my house before I could start rebuilding it, which was a tedious and painful process. I could not simply bulldoze it down. It had to be done bit by bit as certain supporting walls, beams, and foundations had to remain. Similarly, we are witnessing the slow destruction of a system in which every institution that formed part of it is being exposed as compromised by an underlying web of corruption that runs all the way to the top. The asbestos team needs to be called in. The house is toxic. I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. You and I are the asbestos team. You and I are the ones who are the exterminators of these vermin that have polluted our house. It would be great if we could simply bulldoze the system, but the resulting chaos would be too unimaginable and unmanageable. So very much like I had to do with my house, we must methodically chip away false perceptions, purposeful lies, system indoctrination, mass brainwashing, and matrix hypnosis, so that the rotten pillars are revealed, as in Book of Revelation, the evil foundations uncovered, and we can finally start building the house we deserve. Hallelujah. The destructive phase is always ugly and often demoralizing. It feels like you will never get to the creative part, but we must remain patient and constant. We will get there as long as we are faithful to the truth and the vision of a peaceful, healthy, and harmonious home for all of us. Hallelujah. Yahweh God gave us the land, the air, the water, the materials, and a beautiful framework in which to build. So let's get rid of the matrix walls and build something we can call home for all of mankind. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And again, that all came in just this morning. When I had got up this morning and was praying and wanted the Father to help lead me into what topic to talk about, the truth came up. And so I was considering all that, and I decided to go ahead and just check some of the mail and some of the platforms and see what had been posted, and these were the things that were posted. That tells me a lot. Tells me a lot. So, now while we still have time, I wanted to also read some other verses dealing with our topic, and right at the moment it was truth. And again, I had all this all loaded up and had to shut everything down and restart the computer because of a glitch that happened in one of the main programs. It just froze. It was really bizarre. It almost never happens, but you know the old story. If you're doing something on your computer and everything is going haywire, you do the old-fashioned on-off reset, which means you just simply shut all the programs down and restart your computer. Either turn it all the way off or at least do a hardware-software reset. John 14:6. Let me make sure I got my right version up here. Yeah. This is the English Standard Version. John 14:6. Yeshua said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to Father God except through me. John 8:32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, we've talked about this for a very long time. Set you free from what? Do they ever talk about that where you congregate, whether it's within your family or you do attend a congregation somewhere or whatever? Do you ever talk about the second part of that verse, John 8:32? The truth will set you free from what? How about free from ignorance? Darkness, which is a biblical way of talking about ignorance of truth and ignorance of Yahweh's plan for his people. How about set you free from disease and illness if you're listening to his health tips? How about free from starvation? If you learn how to grow your own food, you'll have real food that's non-GMO, that's not a hybrid. Because, folks, I hope you've gotten that by now. Stay away from the GMO products. Hold on just a second. Had a frog in my throat. So stay away from the GMO, stay away from hybrid seeds, okay? And I've been to plenty of classes where they talked about the fact that when you go to get a non-organic or a hybrid product, you will have to eat 7 to 10 times as many of them to get the same nutrients in a non-hybrid, non-GMO, organic item. The sample that the instructor used was tomatoes. And he held one up, a nice big red Jersey tomato. And he said, here's an organic Jersey red, which were, even as a boy, they were one of my favorites. And then he said, well, to get the same amount of nutrient that this one organic tomato has, you must eat, and he held up a basket with 7 of the store-bought tomatoes that came from the corporate farms. That's just one example. You could go on and on and on, whether it's corn, whether it's lettuce, whether it's carrots, whether it's beef, whether it's lamb, whether it's deer, whatever. All right? If you're going to the corporate stores, which most of the corporations are owned by our enemy at this time through people like Vanguard and BlackRock, okay, they don't care about your health. They care only about making money. For instance, we hear about this shortage of fertilizer. Do you think the Amish care that the corporate world can't provide fertilizer? Do you think the Amish care where I grew up? No, because the Amish never put that garbage on their fields to begin with. Do you think the organic farmers care that there's a shortage of these corporate-produced fertilizers? Hell no. They wouldn't put it on their fields anyway, because as soon as they did, they'd lose their organic certification. That stuff is poison, chemicals. Well, then we couldn't feed everybody. Yeah, that's right. You probably could not feed everybody if you didn't have fertilizer, because most people are on the wide path that leads to destruction. They're eating the garbage from the corporate store. And then they wonder why they're 60 to 80 pounds overweight, why their joints hurt, why they're never satisfied. They're eating from the time they get up till they go to bed at night. Everything ass backwards from what Father wants us to do. Father wants us to eat 8 hours out of 24. That's it. Are you listening? You consume whatever you're going to consume within an 8-hour window every day. That's it. So if you get up at 8 o'clock, you're done by 4 o'clock. If you start eating at noon, you're done by 8 p.m. It just, whatever that 8-hour window is, that's the only time you consume. The rest of the time, the body is at rest. And you say, well, Dan, that sounds ridiculous. I like to munch and snack all day long. Well, you just keep doing what you're doing then, partner. Because I really don't care. I learned the hard way. I've had plenty of things happen to me because I made mistakes, and I had to learn. The good thing was when I learned and changed my habits, guess what? Good things started happening for me. Pains and problems went away and good health returned. So eat within the 8 hours. It's called intermittent fasting. And how do we know that's true? Well, there's a word in the English language we use every day. It's called breakfast. That's how we pronounce it today. What is that word made up of? Two words. Break fast. Do you get it? The first meal of the day is to break the 16-hour fasting. You weren't meant to be consuming anything 24 hours a day or even 16 to 20 hours a day. No, you weren't. You were supposed to stop eating at a decent hour and let the body digest for 8 hours, and then the body goes into an 8-hour cycle of elimination. And yes, I know you're getting tired of hearing it, but you should be having an elimination or bowel movement at least once a day, every day. Every day that you eat, let's put it that way. A lot of people don't. I was surprised when I started learning about natural health. I had many of my family and friends tell me that wasn't true for them. In fact, I had a gentleman that I met. I told him I'd just come back from the school, and we got talking a little bit, and I told him about my surprise, because when I first heard it, I was kind of shocked. And he looked at me and he said, you must be kidding, right? You're joking about the bowel movements of once or twice a day. I said, no, that's what the instructors were saying. He said, I go once a week. Now, I have a daughter that had that same problem for many years, and she has many bowel issues even to this day. So don't think for 1 minute this doesn't apply to you or to people you know. It does. And again, we are machines, okay? Our Heavenly Father created these beautiful bodies, these machines that are capable of almost unimaginable things. And one of them is in the area of health. If you will stop doing the stuff you're doing that's wrong, and in turn get some of these better habits and better products, better foods, etc., into your system, you'll be amazed at the healing power that's within this body that our Father gave us. Again, this is our temple. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. What did he say about the temple? Keep the temple pure. You don't bring in adulterated or poisonous objects into your temple. It is a holy temple. What does holy mean? Consecrated to our Father in heaven. That's what the word holy means. Consecrated, separated, special, held for him and him alone. These temples, we give thanks by taking care of them. And in return, Father says, because you have the right attitude, just like the woman in the book of Matthew, you have the right attitude, therefore I will pour out my blessings upon you. Just like the oils, like castor oil and olive oil, pure, of course, that were used in biblical times, you would be shocked at the healing properties that are in oils that can be absorbed through your skin and the amazing things they'll do, especially castor oil. Castor oil's nickname is the palm of Christ. Are you listening? The palm of Christ, castor oil, because of the healing properties of that oil. Can you imagine when they anointed people and poured that oil on their heads? That's going right through that thin skin right at the top of your head and going down into your body with tremendous healing properties. You see, while the world is engrossed with all this negativity and death and disease that's brought about by the New World Order, the righteous are going the opposite way. Yahweh is revealing truths about our magnificent bodies and all of these beautiful natural products. And many of them, you can go right into a field. I was out in a field here recently with a friend of mine. He said, here, grab this leaf. And we grabbed it and chewed it. It was yopan. Yopan was used by our ancestors instead of coffee. It's just a leaf on a tree. You can eat the leaf or you can take the leaves and dry them and make tea from it. And like coffee, it's got natural caffeine, so it'll give you a little jolt. But unlike processed coffees, it's not the kind of caffeine that's going to give you the jitters. This caffeine is actually good for you. Just like natural tobacco and natural nicotine actually has a benefit. Just like organic, non-hybrid cannabis is actually good for you. Now, the world will tell you it's bad. Why? Because they don't want you partaking of cannabis. They don't want you to have the benefits of it. Okay? It's logic. Just think about it. They are liars. When their lips are moving, they're lying. John 16, verse 13, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare it to you, the things that are to come. John 17, 17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Yahweh is truth. You cannot love the Father and not love truth. You can't. You may deceive yourself into thinking you can, but you cannot. Okay? I wish people would get that and get it straight. You just can't do that. Let me just check, make sure I didn't get any. Okay, notices. John 4:24, Yahweh God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. How do you worship this Father? In spirit and truth. It reminds me, too, you know, it's kind of strange, but don't animals detect the spirit of a person pretty easily? Especially dogs and cats. Okay? They can tell because they have no prejudice. They have no agenda. Especially the purebred ones. Okay? The purebred ones. The ones who have been mongrelized, maybe, maybe not. But the pure, they have that ability, that innate ability. They can sense a bad spirit. And some people have that ability as well. You can sense a bad spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to Yahweh God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. You want to talk about strength. What does the breastplate protect? It protects the vital organs, doesn't it? Right? Your heart, your lungs, spleen, liver, all those organs are right there hiding behind the breast. And the breastplate was to protect all that. So you've got the large belt worn around the middle to hold in your innards, but also to protect them. So the belt of truth and protecting those vital organs, including your heart, is righteousness. See, just belief alone doesn't get it done, does it? Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Proverbs 12. Verse 22, lying lips are an abomination to Yahweh God, but those who act faithfully are His delight. We talked about that on the last program, the things that our Heavenly Father hates. But lying lips are an abomination to Yahweh. 1 John 3:18, little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Again, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Deed, meaning your actions, your fruit, and truth. Psalm 145, verse 18, Yahweh God is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. Psalm 25, verse 5, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the Elohim God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. I think you get the drift. I could go on and on and on, but those are the items that I wanted to cover as far as truth goes. Now, some of the other issues going on, of course, we do know that there is financial upheaval right now. A lot of people debating about what should we all do to protect ourselves at this time. And some people are talking about the cryptocurrencies, but I tell everybody, and some people mistake it because they don't listen. If you're going to play with cryptocurrency, you only do that as you would in the idea of going gambling. Okay, when I was a youth, we used to talk about it all the time. You don't gamble with your bill money. You don't gamble with your preparation money. You don't gamble with your medicinal money. You gamble, if you gamble at all, with play money, extra money, okay? Well, cryptocurrency is, quote, a gamble. Anything outside of your home in your control is a gamble. Anything. And so, absolutely, cryptocurrency falls into that category. So if you're going to, quote, gamble and try it, well, you try it with leftover money, play money. You don't take from the money set aside for protection, for long-term protection, or for your needs as far as medicinal, house, bills, medical procedures, etc., whatever. Okay? You put the money into things of trust, and historically, gold and silver has always been a storage place of value for people looking for the long term. As long as you keep it secret, how much you have and where you put it, because I made that mistake and I had somebody that I thought was close and behind my back stole it. That was my mistake. Okay? So you want to be careful where you put it and who you let know that you have it. And that goes with any resource that you have. Be very careful. So money issues are becoming more and more. I just saw at the gas station in South Florida here up the street, it's up to $4.50 a gallon. My sons are in Pennsylvania. They told me 2 or 3 days ago that it was up to almost $5 a gallon in that part of their state. And a lot of that is due to taxes and surcharges put on a gallon of gas by your criminals in government. So, and the fact that the price is even where it's at is, again, due to criminals in government. We have all the petroleum in this country we could ever need. This country owns its own petroleum reserves, folks, and they have for decades. We don't need anybody's oil. Most certainly we don't need Russia's oil, and we weren't even buying Russian oil. So this whole nonsensical bullshit story that because of what's going on in the Ukraine is why you're paying what you're paying, that's bullshit. It's the same bullshit story they gave us back in the 70s and led to the Exxon and other companies going up to the Alaskan North Slope and drilling for oil. We spent tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars, even billions of dollars back then, to have these companies drill for oil to set us free from foreign oil, gave us all this total bullshit story, made us drive at 55 miles an hour to conserve gasoline. The whole time we're sitting on oil reserves, and we've known that probably for 200 years, we've got enough oil under the ground in America and Alaska. More than they've got in the Middle East. More than anywhere else. We don't need anybody's oil. So, once again, you're being raped financially because of the criminals we've got in our so-called government. When are we going to learn that governments of men, as the scripture says, especially in the book of Revelation, the governments of men, which is what Babylon is, is an abomination. The only reason we have governments of men is because we turned our back on our Heavenly Father many generations ago, and we ask for man-made government called kings and princes. And the prophets told us what would happen, and sure enough it has. How many innocent souls have been raped, murdered, tortured, destroyed? How many businesses, how many homes, how many countries? All in the name of man-made governments who are in bed with these bankers. All wars are bankers' wars. That's a fact. That is a 100% fact. All wars are banker wars. A group of men who want to either steal somebody's resources or make a profit in some other way through the military-industrial complex, whatever. All war is banker or men after something they should not have. When Yahweh is in charge, we don't have war. That's why we're going to leave this death realm. We live in the death realm right now. Everything lives by the death of something else. Everything does. Even you vegetarians out there, oh, I wouldn't eat an animal with a face. Well, you're eating vegetables. You're eating plants. Those plants didn't commit suicide. So again, all life on this earth at this time depends on something dying. That's just the way it was set up. Okay? It's not a good or bad thing. It's just the way it is. In the wild, birds eat worms and insects. Other birds eat those birds. Birds of prey are eaten by dogs and coyotes and wolves. Coyotes and wolves and dogs are eaten by bears. And when the bear dies, the bacteria eats it. Again, it's a death realm, okay? The good news is the death realm won't be here much longer. And we'll have the energy and the light bodies that we're supposed to have that will run and have the energy for us to live without something dying. And again, you and I did not create the system, but we live in it. And we have to understand it. We have to accept it. All life in this present dimension has an end. Deal with it. Don't allow the fear of death to be the tool the enemy uses to control you and to make you buy things that you shouldn't buy or have procedures done by the medical mafia that only prolong your existence, according to them. If you really want a long, healthy life, listen to the Father. Listen to the Spirit. You don't listen to them. It's like when they gave me my Medicare card. I said, well, okay, I'll take it. You're saying it's free. I'll carry it, but I don't plan on ever using it, ever. Well, don't you want supplement A and supplement B for prescription drugs and office visits to the doctor? I said, I don't go to a doctor now. Why in the hell would I do it now? Why would I pay extra when I have so little left? Why would I pay extra for that privilege that you're claiming when the doctor is the worst thing I could do? Your prescription drugs, why in the hell would I want a program to get cheap prescription drugs? I don't want cheap or expensive prescription drugs. I don't want your drugs ever for anything. Because I've come to grips with the fact that my life is going to end one day. Okay, so what? I'll live it to the best of my ability for now. And when it ends, it ends. See you on the other side. Throw me into a pine box and put me in a hole in the ground. Done. Forget all that fancy crap. It's not going to do me any good. Forget all the feasting and remembrance stuff and everything. I'll be gone. Won't do me any good. Might make you feel good, but it won't do me any good. If you want to treat somebody well and say nice things to them, do it while they're alive, not after they've passed. Everything today is attitude. We've talked about this over and over and over and over. Circumstances only account for about 10% of what goes on in your life. 90% of whether you're happy or not is all a matter of attitude. What is your attitude? Do you have a good attitude? Do you have a positive outlook on life? Do you look at the challenges of life as opportunities to succeed, make new friends, blah, blah, blah? Or do you look at everything with despair and forlorn and just hang your head and, oh, woe is me, what a pitiful life I've got, blah, 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 crying crocodile. Come on, wake up, grow up, put your big girl panties on. Guys, pull those boots up, put your boy, your men britches on, and get over it. We're in a fight, we're in a war. War is not a pretty thing. Our fathers told us that. We're in a war against a very evil cabal that has risen to very high levels of power and money. And so in the eyes of man, they are indefeatable. Okay? Unconquerable. However, Yahweh doesn't work in that realm. Yahweh's people do not work in that realm. We are overcomers. We are victorious. We are the lions that he expects us to be. All right. That's all I've got for today. And hopefully I can make this program work. It's been giving me trouble this morning for some reason here, but we'll play some music in a minute after our prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this platform. Even though some people don't like the technology we have today, it is what we're using to reach out to the world with your truths, your message, and it's gathering fruit. Our team is growing in strength and number, and we will be victorious. We will get through this period of time, and we'll do it by helping each other, lifting each other up, reaching out with our hands, and taking a hold of a brother or sister and showing them compassion, love, and concern, teaching them the right ways, your ways, and not the ways of the world. This is how we overcome. And we build a better mousetrap. We build a new paradigm that does not include the enemy. We build a new world outside of their world. Give people a choice. And within our walls, we live according to your law. Within our homes and communities, we'll live according to your law. And we can tell Babylon to just go take a deep dive off the pier and get lost. Be forever gone. You do not control us. We do not give you our fear, reverence, loyalty, concern whatsoever. You are outlaws. And that includes Washington, D.C., where they're virtually every one of them is an outlaw. There is no salvation in a political party, either one of them, or any of them. Salvation is through Yahweh's people, living, acting, breathing, talking as He commands, and not the laws of men. Forgive us our sins, Father Yahweh. We've got plenty. Walk with us in all that we say and do. Guide us by your Holy Spirit. Forgive us our sins. Watch over us and protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's name we pray. Hallelujah.
Our fathers are crying. as the dream's been cruising.
America, America, I show my love for thee with strength and loyalty. America, America, I show my love for you in all that I do.
For my country and for friends and family, mourning in the ignorance while staying safe within a dream. I will fight for freedom. Land away to liberty. I'd die for my country. Slaying corporate dynamics. Tragedy. I just want some answers so the truth will set us free. And the truth will set us free. I say
Thank you. shining world outlasts us all. Even the mountains seem to know you're gone. The foothills shimmer where they stand. The sky is still and much too beautiful. And I am missing you again. I might have sung to you, the love I wanted you to hear. Every time the blazing sun goes down, another promise disappears.
I'm reminded there's no problem. price too high for freedom. To keep America first, last and forever. We must stand our ground, fighting together. So I'll stand for what's right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. I'm a patriot. Color me red, white, and blue. Fellow patriot. There's no point to life without liberty. So I'll stand for what's right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. There's no point to life without liberty. I'll stand for what's right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees.